This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And it is the return of the, I don't know if we should call this the return or not, because it's my fault she wasn't here last week. So, but we'll do that just for the sake of arguments for everybody listening. It is the return of the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock. And from here on out, Tatiana, since your guest is going to be just Kate, I want to be known as just Bill.
We can do that.
Okay.
There's some mystique with that, Bill.
Yes.
You wear mystique well.
Just Bill.
Okay. The
just Bill? No, not the Bill. I mean, that makes it sound like I came in the mail and it has something to do with what you got to pay for your water or something, you know. Not the Fair Bill, enough. Just Bill.
Just Bill. Okay, I can work with that.
But as it is, you know the deal, so have at it. You and your guests go for it.
Fantastic. Well, this evening we are joined by one of my most favorite people to spend time in the shoot house with, whom we will affectionately refer to as Kate. That was the name she chose to protect her professional identity. And from time to time, we have guests on the show where this is necessary because these individuals are still active within their fields, and we want to respect that. And so we'll give them an alias. So thank you for not choosing something wild and crazy that I won't remember and cannot spell. So Kate and I met a few years ago in Alliance, Ohio, at a Sentinel Concept shoot house class. Being the only two females there, we became Team Estrogen amidst a group of seven other teams comprised of men from professional and civilian walks of life. And over the 2 days of intensive training, and these are both day and night runs, so they're about 12 to 14-hour long days, we became training junkie buddies. We nerded out over guns, gear, and quite a bit on training philosophies, and ended up at the end of the class setting the example for the rest of the boys on how to dominate shoot house. And we have been finding out just how much we agree on things within the realm of firearms and training ever since. So welcome to Lock and Load Show, Kate.
Thank you, Tatiana, or shall I say the Tatiana? No?
No, that works. That works, doesn't it? That does work.
It does.
It's all about the inflection, though. It's about, you got to go the Tatiana.
Yeah, so, it's like the Ohio State, and I hate that I said that because I have friends there that say that all the time, and it's just very irritating.
Oh man, we're all going to develop a twitch before this is out. So the
you need to develop. Okay.
So that I don't risk getting the resume wrong or overshare, can you share with our listeners your professional resume today so they have an understanding of what perspective you're bringing?
Sure. A little bit of overview. So I am a Marine Corps veteran. So I was in from 2012 to this year, 2018. While I was waiting for active duty orders, I also did local law enforcement on the East Coast, and then ended up going in, getting my active duty orders, and then becoming a military police officer in the Marine Corps. Spent a little bit of time in Japan, and spent a lot of time on and off of a ship, and into and out of various Pacific countries. Some were fun, some were not as fun. And then finally, when I came back to the United States, I was assigned to an entry-level school for the Marine Corps, and I was put in charge of their curriculum department.
So if you can't tell where this conversation is going, I think everyone's got a pretty good idea. Women and roles of leadership in the educational community. And every now and then, there's some posts online that get made where Kate and I have this flurry of Facebook messaging back and forth where we're laughing or commiserating or just crying deep, sobby tears of why can't people understand? And it's an interesting dialogue. And we're going to focus on one of those threads of conversation because it really, I think, did the best job of one framing the question, are women viable as female firearms instructors? And the dialogue and the conversation that flowed from that was pretty intriguing and was handled in one of the best ways I think I've ever seen those play out online. So as a, just FYI, the Bill, if you ever go have sushi with the Kate, just let her order for you because she knows the good stuff.
Who are you talking to?
The Bill.
I'm not the Bill.
The Bill.
I'm just Bill. Just Bill.
All right. Good, in that case, the sushi, the Bill will go to Bill.
There we go.
He's not happy.
We're not going to win that fight.
I'm just Bill. Just Bill. Anyway.
Okay. I'll put that in my notes. So speaking on training, that's your professional world. You've also been very, very active in the training community stateside, and you are the kind of person who will steal someone's sports car or borrow it, in air quotes, to make sure you can get to the range to take a class. So within the realm of what you've done stateside, there's a story there, stateside for programs, who are the people that you've trained with that you really admire and would recommend to folks to go learn from?
Sure. So my first official, I would say, kind of big time national level instructor, I guess you could say, was I went in to a Magpul class, and Steve Fisher was the instructor there. And do you want me to tell the story? Do you want me to tell the Jaguar story? Because that's that's what I thought. I was unfortunately borrowing a ruby red Jaguar, and it was a four door, so it wasn't the cool one, and it was a fairly newer one, and I had to borrow it because my car was broken down. So I roll up to this class. And I'm in a Jaguar. I have pearl earrings in because that's kind of what I wear sometimes. And I was very, very much judged immediately, which may or may not play into our later topics. But so that was my entry into the training world and the training community. Loved the class, and then was fortunate to snag one more rifle class there before I ended up going overseas. And then once I got back, I kind of went on a training binge for the last couple of years. And some of the instructors that I've been fortunate to train with, obviously now Steve Fisher's with his own company, Green Ops, who else? I'm blanking here. There's a bunch of other ones. Graham Combat has been a more recent one that I've been able to hit up. Ernest Langdon. So a pretty widespread that I've been able to go to this year in the past couple of years.
And I know I totally put you on the spot. So as you remember some of these, just keep throwing them out there. But all the names that you just mentioned are pretty exceptional for people. Ernest Langdon is incredible. If anybody out there is interested in DASA shooters and mastering that platform, I don't think you get any better than Ernest. And I know Pat Rogers certainly felt that way about him. So he's an incredible person along that. Matt Graham is fantastic, and we all know that I think Steve Fisher is amazing. So it's not surprising. And we're going to make, he's texting me now, all kinds of hilarity. So he's blushing on that somewhere in Michigan.
All right, well, we're coming up on the first break, ladies, so let me get you to hold that right now. And Steve Fisher, if you're listening, I'm thinking about you, cuddly boy. So coming up, Tatiana, by the way, you can find Tatiana at TatianaWhitlock.com. I've never put that out before. I don't know why. I don't know how many times you've done this now, but I've never put that out before. So TatianaWhitlock.com. We'll be right back. Tatiana and her guest, Just Kate. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. That's right, I have all the best bumps. And I also have the weaponized woman here tonight with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest Kate as they are dispensing the info. So we know Kate's. And I really envy the Marine Corps. I was in the Army, and the Marine Corps gets to go to such nice duty stations. Nice port of call and everything. And everywhere I went was always a muddy field.
There's muddy fields over there, too, in the Pacific, definitely. But you guys get Germany, so I'm kind of jealous of that.
Yeah, but Germany, I mean, you know, I was over in Germany for 3 years, and about 2.5 of them were spent in the field. So, you know, the other 6 months, we were drunk blind, but, I mean, that, there was a whole lot of space in between all of those times. So.
Anyway.
Plus, that was back in the 80s. You served during the 2012? You went in 2012?
Yeah.
So, see, they don't even, I mean, it's a different uniform, a different weapon system, a whole different, I mean, it's, we were both in military veterans, and not a whole lot of, not too much in common. Although we were quicker than you back in the 80s, because we didn't have plate carriers.
That's true. That is true.
Plate carriers are first aid kits. We did not have an IFAC. We just had a dressing, and that, if, you know what, we could have dealt with that. We could have lived with that, Tatiana. We could have lived with that.
Use a belt or a tourniquet.
Belt. I would use my shoelaces, or maybe just squeeze it with both hands while I was killing a commie for mommy. But anyway, that's all beside the point. This is the weaponized woman. I need to shut up now, so I'm going to let Tatiana take it away.
All right. I'm really happy we have plate carriers and tourniquets now, but that's, you know, hey, it's just me. So what I want to dive into in this segment is I can talk till I'm blue about my experiences being a female firearms instructor, but that's from a civilian perspective, and we've done plenty of that on the show. It's the first time that we have had a female firearms instructor from one of our branches of our military on the show. So I would like for us to discuss what that was like. What does it mean to be somebody who is in that world? That on the civilian side of the house, we talk about the fact that women are the minority in a male-dominated community when the population is actually pretty close to 50-50. So, you know, it's kind of subjective. But you are literally, not figuratively, the minority within that community. And what was that experience like?
Sure. It can always, almost always be a challenge being a female in the Marine Corps. We are traditionally the lowest amount of male to female ratio, or female to male ratio. So we're about 7% of women in the Marine Corps. So that makes for a, certainly an interesting dynamic. And some of the studies coming out of, more smarter people than I, say that, organizations that have a smaller, ratio of, minorities, especially women in this case, always have a little bit of a more difficult time with that, and that's something that I've seen true for the Marine Corps. Some of the things that I've done in relation to firearms training within the Marine Corps, I mean, when I got into Japan, I was initially responsible for 20 to 40 Marines, and one of my jobs was to make sure that they were ready for training, and development-wise, they were hitting the marks that they needed to hit. Also did a little bit of pre-deployment training plans. And then once we were deployed aboard ship, we did a lot of small arms and crew serve weapons ranges. And part of that was training up some of my guys to be able to train other Marines and foreign militaries to be able to, you know, proficiently shoot small arms, pistols, rifles, et cetera. So after moving on from there, I've moved on to writing curriculum for the Marine Corps. And that was a lot more structured. So within there, there's kind of two environments that I've seen that I've been exposed to within the Marine Corps. The first is as a student. And I think that's really important going into being an instructor, is as a student. That kind of sets up how you are going to be as an instructor. So within the Marine Corps, that proficiency should rule over gender, and that really should be in any environment. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. And in the Marine Corps, sometimes I've seen women have to work twice as hard to be half as respected within their fields, and that's an unfortunate situation and a fortunate culture that has to be that way. But that's something that that culture has to work on. And hopefully that sentiment won't apply in the future. But yeah, I mean, the proficiency portion of that is the biggest part. Let's see. Moving on, as an instructor, being able to perform as a student leads directly into performing as an educator within the Marine Corps. Something that I've seen there is, you know, you have to establish an environment of equal expectations. That's especially true as a female instructor teaching, and I've taught all male Marines before. And if I'm not able to do the drill and do it at a very high proficiency level, then I immediately lose credibility. And I think that's across the board for all instructors. In that educational environment, we place a lot of emphasis on celebrating everyone's unique abilities and uniqueness. I mean, we have Women's History Month. We have other, you know, months to celebrate that. And that's all well and good. And I think that we have to celebrate that. But in that educational environment, especially in a low percentage environment, I've seen that work against. So in those sorts of mixed classes, I've really had to focus on what is the similarities that we all share within the class. Are we all Marines? Are we all police officers? Are we all CCW holders? And as CCW holders, we are all susceptible to the same level of violence. So that's really, that's kind of where I have to come from, is having that environment of equal expectations when it comes to instructing in that environment.
I think that sums it up very, very, very nicely. And there are so many parallel points between civilian and the structured doctrine environment that is the military. And I think what is interesting is some of the things that she said as far as how welcoming things are. Many of us have a very misconstrued understanding of what that training environment looks like and actually is within the Marine Corps and in our branch of the military. So that's fantastic. Bill, do you have any thoughts before we break?
Well, I don't have time to give them, so I will give them when we get back. TatianaWhitlock.com, that's where you can find me. And you're in Cali, right?
I am. I'm in California. Land of paper straws.
Well, bring me some back. I want some of those as a souvenir.
I will.
This is Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
Today in Detroit, Michigan, a funeral caps off 4 days of celebrating the life of Aretha Franklin, whose career spanned six-plus decades. Former President Bill Clinton remembers Aretha Franklin.
She cared about broken people. She cared about people who were disappointed. She cared about people who didn't quite succeed as much as she did. She wrote about them all in her book.
On Friday, the late Senator John McCain was honored at a ceremony at the U.S. Capitol, where top congressional leaders as well as Vice President Mike Pence spoke. Former Education Secretary Bill Bennett remembers McCain.
And the great sense of humor, you know, only John McCain could tell a joke that talked about his Vietnam years with that memory and that humor.
A service will be held at the National Cathedral for McCain tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And tonight it is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. And I just want to say this about the females I served with in the military. You know, when I served, and this was back in the 80s, you know, early 90s, I judged everybody by the same criteria. How dangerous are you on the fire maneuver courses? And are you flinging yourself around like you are training versus, well, I just got my uniform pressed and I don't want to lose the crease. If you're out there and you're actually throwing yourself into the training, we did the same thing with males. A guy would come in if he was not going to get out there and train, you know, like his life depended on it. I mean, we would have looked at Steve Fisher, for example, and I'm pretty sure Steve would throw himself about with abandon if his knees aren't gone yet. But, you know, at the same time, it would be a trial by fire, at least for that first impression. And then once that happened, I mean, there was a couple of females that I served with, ring knockers from West Point and all this airborne and all this other stuff. I mean, I'd have gone, you know, if they led me to hell, I would have been like, okay, I'll bring the tan lotion with me. So.
No, it's an interesting space to be in. I think we're in an interesting time in American history where we can have these types of conversations because it's socially acceptable while also being socially unacceptable to do what we do professionally, which is educate. And the training culture in the United States in the time that I have been in the firearms world for the past 7 years, I've watched it undergo multiple iterations of attitudes coast to coast, border to border, and what people are looking for information and a training experience. Went from being, I want to learn only from people who have been in certain theaters of war, to I would love to have that experience, but it may or may not relate to my needs in what I'm looking to do with this firearm here stateside in my backyard or in my home, to I am only interested in concealed carry. And just because you're law enforcement but don't carry, do you carry a gun off duty? If the answer is no, then while you have that credential, if you don't make carrying concealed part of your lifestyle, then that credential isn't viable to me. So I'm seeing these really interesting shifts. And as the shifts of people investing in training and their desire for knowledge has changed, the training educators marketplace has also changed, and we're seeing a lot bigger spectrum of individuals come to the table and say, listen, I have a class here, come take it from me. So a couple of weeks ago, back in July, there was a post from Funker Tactical, a group that I know and respect immensely. They do an amazing job of documenting both hand-to-hand combatives and firearms combatives and the entire training world. They are dedicated to education. They put a post out, and this post sparked a really interesting conversation. I'll read it to you. It's still available on Funker Tactical Facebook page. It says, read the comments. On the subject of female fire instructors, this is a difficult subject to breach, but an important conversation to have. First, let's acknowledge that we are in a male-dominated industry of which the female sector is touted to be the fastest growing. Acknowledging also that there are extremely capable and phenomenal firearms instructors out there who also happen to be female. My friend Tatiana Whitlock comes to mind. Lastly, before asking the question, I'm not looking for the right answer, but the honest answer as it reflects your truth. With honest answers come possible solutions. Saying what may be viewed as the right thing to say does nothing if it isn't rooted in the truth and in authenticity. This question is for the guys in our community, which reflects roughly 98% of you. Do you trust the expertise of a female firearms instructor enough to shell out money to attend their training courses? Why and why not? I'll ask that again. Do you trust the expertise of a female firearms instructor enough to shell out money to attend their training courses? Why and why not? Now, I hadn't seen this post until Kate sent me a message. She's like, hey, Funker Tactical called you out. I was like, wait, where? She had to send me the link. So thank you to Funker Tactical for the head nod and the tip of the hat there. But there are some really fascinating comments. And like I said, I really respect how they framed this question. I think they framed it well. And they've handled the responses very, very well, because there are some very passionate answers in both directions here. And they've fielded those very respectfully. To Kate, what was your first impression when you saw that post?
My first impression with that was, I know Funker Tactical is also involved in the martial arts community. So I have a friend who's also deeply involved in the combative martial arts community with Funker. And it's interesting parallels there. So that was my, first initial one. They have some of the same issues that we do, in the firearms community. Second, I kind of wanted to see where it was going, so I hung around on Facebook and waited to see what people were going to say. And I honestly was pleasantly surprised with the ratio of positive comments. There are corners of the internet that thread would have gone very differently. So I was very happy with how it went. There's obviously some comments that I'm not a fan of. But again, they are opening up the door to give their opinion. And we can only, you know, if we're going to prove their opinion wrong at some point, we have to know what it is too. So it definitely interesting.
You know, I think that I'll have you pick one of the examples you think of was pro female instruction. Well, look through that. Pick the one you think does a good job of answering that. And while you're doing that, I will call out the one answer that kind of sparked a lot of dialogue and got me a lot of messages going, can you believe this guy? And I have to say, again, I'm amazed at how well Funker handles this response. So this gentleman responds to the post, I honestly wouldn't. I always feel weird learning from a female. It's not how I was brought up. Men teach men. The man should be the one doing the work and the, quote, dirty work, or teaching their fellow man the skills of the trade. That's just my opinion. Right or wrong, I don't care. I just feel that it's a man's job. And there were some thumbs up and some smiley faces to that. And quite Funker's Tactical's response was, thanks for your honesty. I don't think you should be vilified for your opinion. And I agree. The conversation continues, and he honestly goes back and says, I wish I didn't feel that way, but he's willing to admit that that's where he's at. And it goes to the point where it's like, you know, you realize that that's about you. You're not talking about the instructor. It's a personal perspective you have. You're not casting that judgment on a person specifically, but you're recognizing that it's a shortcoming of your own that perhaps someday you'll overcome, and you understand where it comes from. So it was a wild little thing that unfolded here in a string of about 8 or 9 comments that went through this entire dialogue, and I thought it was pretty interesting how that unfolded. I don't ever expect to see this gentleman in a class, and if he shows up someday, we will take a picture. But that's the point. You know, I thought it was very, very respectfully played out. And it hit the nail on the head for many of the, I think it touched on the motivations why many people feel that they wouldn't train with a woman, regardless of her proficiencies or her resume. So did you find one that you think did a good job of being thumbs up?
I did. Before I look at that, it actually, the one that you commented on brought to mind something that got posted last year by Recoil. They did a article about one of the big instructors, Hannah, and I can't pronounce her last name. That had been posted on Facebook, and someone had made some very, very derogatory comments, and it was towards her as a woman or women in general. That's the difference. It was towards female as opposed to understanding that it was that individual's sentiments. It was interesting.
Let me get you ladies to hold right there. We're coming up on the last break. Find out what Tatiana's up to by going to TatianaWhitlock.com. And in addition, be staying tuned because very shortly we're going to be talking with Steve Fisher as we finish out the year because his training schedule is about to come out. But I digress. This is The Weaponized Woman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this is the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock. She just shared with me that bacon makes you look amazing.
Of course it does.
It's amazing, the stuff that has just flown by me in my time. And I'm older than you, Tatiana. Doggone it. Anyway, please, ladies, finish this up on the high note. Have at it.
Sure. So finishing up the Funker Tax Poll thread, one of the positive comments that I particularly liked goes like this. If I can learn something new that works, I don't care where it comes from. I've been in the military now for 18 years, and two of the best trainers I had were female. As far as the industry is concerned, there is a place for women with a good background and solid grasp of the material. Not every instructor has to have a soft background, 5'11 pants, and a beard to be successful. I think that one summed it up pretty well. It hit two of the points that I judge instructors on, and that is going to be experience and knowledge. And sometimes that's a sliding scale based on their talent for teaching. But this guy is absolutely right. You don't have to have a soft background. As a matter of fact, most soft guys run around with rifles, and they don't conceal carry. So, and it depends. Depends on what they're doing. But you have to take a good look at your instructors and see what their knowledge is and what their background is and if they're good instructors. So, and he's right. It doesn't come down to gender with that at that point.
No, it absolutely doesn't. And you mentioned a couple of things that I want to develop out a little bit more. One of the first classes we took together, you had two notebooks. You had one notebook for yourself, and then you had one notebook of teaching techniques and teaching methods that were really resonating with you while we were going through the experience. So you were the perfect example of somebody who participates in a class not only just to develop that skill set, so that, as you mentioned, when it's your turn to stand up there and be the person that's giving that information over, you can demonstrate it to the best of your ability and set the standard for what you want your students to create based on what you tell them, but that you are also making sure that you are capable of disseminating that information at your top game as well. And those things are not the same. They are very different skill sets. So to be a good student from a teacher's perspective and to be a good teacher from a student's perspective, to me, those are two qualities that make for an exceptional educator. And you'll hear people that we like to work with talk about themselves as educators, not as instructors. Air quote, instructor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that gets a little dicey. It's a buzzword that has come to kind of quantify us in an insta-famous light. And that can be tricky. And that can create some really unfortunate typecasting stereotyping along the way. Mm-hmm. Of the people that you have trained with, I'll cast this question this way. So the people that I have gone to train with, I have been very fortunate to be invited to their programs. And one of the top questions I ask them, regardless of male, female, or whatever their professional background is who do they look to? Who are the people that they go to continually learn from? And what was the last class that they took? And I find it fascinating, mm-hmm. the answers that they give you, because it may not be who you think or what you would expect, but a good trainer will be able to give you those answers. And if I don't know, I haven't taken a class in a while, that's concerning.
Mm.
That's very concerning. So when you're looking at a instructor, when you're looking for a class to go to, what information are you at your point in your career? What are you seeking out in a class?
Sure. So at this point in my career, I'm going to first figure out what skill set it is that I want to learn. And at that point, I'm going to look at who is available in my area, who is the top instructors, who are the top instructors recommending for that skill set. And I want to see what their experience is with it. And then I'll move on from there and pick an instructor. What I really like to hear and what I really like to see when I first get into a class, is I like to see the instructor explain what their teaching and education philosophy is. And Matt Graham is one of the ones that does a great job with that. And he's going to tell you that, you are going to, he uses a discovery learning model. And you are going to learn how to do it, and he's not going to tell you every single detail on how to do it. Sometimes the best way to learn something is to figure it out yourself on the line. Not always. But at that point in my career, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm also going to learn to see different types of education and teaching models at this point in my career. So I'm only picking up a couple skill sets at a time at this point. So that's what I look for.
And you hit the nail on the head. You're looking for the subject matter, and then you're looking for subject matter experts within that field, and you're making sure that their attitudes, philosophies are in line with your personal goals. But that's the relevance of gender and if they have a soft background. So there you go. From there you have it. that's exactly what we're trying to convey. Now, there's a place to say here that there are individuals who step out of their lane and teach outside of their scope of reality. Let's just face it. And there are very, very incredible people doing really good work within their lane and folks who can do some pretty fancy stuff, but choose not to teach that. They choose to continue to experience it and to participate in it, but they will leave that subject matter to individuals who have gone and kicked down doors professionally. So there is a time and a place.
Absolutely.
When folks cross out of that, we start seeing the issues that a lot of us female instructors experience, which is, okay, so we're donning plates and all of that stuff. That's great, but we don't live in that world. So why are you donning plates and armor and all of this stuff? Well, because I'm a participant in that class, not because I'm leading that class as a civilian. But my participation in that class is because it is relevant to me when I go home and I live this every day. Not just because I'm deployed or that I ever could be. So some of that knowledge definitely cross-pollinates, and you will find it coming from men and from women. And the perspectives that are brought to the table by each are pretty interesting, because what's important to you versus what's important to me, what construction is your household? Do you have a 5-person household or do you live among cats? It's completely different. So how we engage with that knowledge and what we take away from it is really, really critical. Now, I also want to touch on something that is near and dear to your heart, which is fitness and how you see that playing in as a female in the firearms community and what you think we should be doing with that.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. All right. How much time do we have? We only have a little bit of time. Okay.
We got two minutes. Rock it out.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So I think I will say I think a lot of people will rely on carrying a firearm and their firearm capability and training as the sole skill set that they have to defend themselves and to defend their families. And if we are going to be able to expand outside of that security blanket, especially as women, we have to get into the gym and we have to try something else other than just cardio because mm-hmm. you're not going to outrun it. And you have to be more capable. And the only way to be more capable within a realm, especially a defensive realm, is to be stronger. And we can go down a rabbit hole from there. I mean, you can do CrossFit, you can do Taibo, you can do boxing class, whatever you do, just get stronger. And from there, move on and start looking at, how you can better prepare yourself, without a weapon. Jiu-Jitsu, Krav Maga, you know, get out there and test your capabilities and really learn what it is going to take to defend yourself.
I couldn't agree more. Ultimately, be committed to learning and training and pushing your own personal boundaries to achieve the ultimate goal, which is full responsibility for your safety and the safety of your loved ones. So that can mean many different things to many of you people. Thank you for coming on the show this evening, Kate.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for having me.
I'm a Jeet Kune Do guy, so I completely understand what you're saying. So anyway, thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Thank you, Bill.
We'll be back live here on Tuesday. Happy Labor Day to everybody out there. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.